We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. Also brought to you in part by Bud Light, proud friend of the Mizzou Tigers, famous among friends.
One, two, three.
Reception at the 38, to the 20, will not be caught, to the 10, to the house. Touchdown, Missouri.
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Welcome to Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings on Academy on Columbia's southwest side. I'm Mike Kelly. Show presented each and every week by Academy Sports and Outdoors, locations in Kansas City, St. Louis, Springfield, Joplin, and also in Cape Girardeau. Also open in Columbia, 2651 Trimble Road, Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. Missouri back in action coming up this Saturday morning as the Tigers will take on the Vanderbilt Commodores coming up at 11 a.m. this Saturday morning. Missouri looking for win number 6 and a chance to become bowl eligible for the second consecutive year. Tigers coming off of an impressive win on the road, knocking off number 13 Florida in Gainesville. 38-17. Tigers head coach Barry Odom is alongside. That was a lot of fun last Saturday, wasn't it?
It was, and good to see you again this week, Mike. Proud of our football team and all the people within the organization that make it work. And our guys went and executed at a high level in really every aspect of the game. I thought from the jump they took control of it. But then, you know, throughout a course of four quarters on playing the way that they did, they stayed the course, put blinders on, and played one snap at a time, and I was proud of their effort.
You were very consistent throughout the course of the week, you know, the days leading up to the game, talking about how you felt this football team was going to play its best game of the season. First of all, was it your best game of the season, and what was it, what were the signs that led you to feel that way?
I think consistently, on all three phases, it was our best. I still think we can be quite a bit better, and I expect us to play our best game this Saturday at 11. So the things that led up to it, you know, we talk all the time about the process, and everybody gets tired of hearing about that. But the practice habits and all the habits that go along with your game week, that always lends to your game day execution. And our guys were their actions throughout the week that were what you wanted them to be. They prepared really well. They executed in practice. And there was a sense of urgency and a direct focus on how they were going
to
go play.
To pull themselves off the canvas the way that they did after the Kentucky game and to come back and play the way they did speaks volumes to, A, the type of kids, the type of leadership, but also the locker room overall, doesn't it?
I think yes, it does. There's a number of things that go into that, and it wasn't just decided last week.
Sure.
It's about the volume of work for the months and months and of recruiting, on development, on all the things that we have in place with our leadership programs, with player development program, with all the people that touch our players, everybody's saying the same thing. And when you get that in an entire organization, you keep pouring into it, and eventually you're going to start getting some return back. And, you know, we're not there. We've still got a long ways to go, but we made a step last week.
We've got to talk about a guy named Drew Locke, who threw three touchdown passes, was named the SEC Offensive Player of the Week. And, oh, by the way, in the process, he moved by Chris Leak, Tim Tebow, and some guy by the name of Peyton Manning, now third all alone in the history of the Southeastern Conference in touchdown passes in his career, now with 90.
I think one day when we, you know, look at that and understand the number of, you know, the names that he just passed, and the conversation that Drew's name will always be brought up in, it's a little bit, you want to take a step back and look at it. At this point, he brushes it off, said, yeah, we'll talk about it sometime later. But what a great achievement, and it takes so many people to get that done. But I'm happy for him. I think he's going to play his best ball that he's ever played in the month of November, and then a bowl game, and he's very passionate about doing that.
Your offense looks so much different when Emmanuel Hall is on the field. Why is that?
A number of reasons. One, he's able to stretch the field. There's not anybody, in my opinion, that can match his speed vertically down the field. And that takes away his, you know, the opportunity that threat is always there when he's on the field. But he also, the way that Drew looks to him throughout the course of the offense, and he gives us a dimension that we don't have when he's not out there. And he understands that. We know it. But also, you know, defensively, the way that they prepare, the things that they do or don't do when he's in the game is very, very noticeable throughout the course of a game.
He provides Drew with a level of confidence in terms of knowing he can put the ball anywhere close to Emmanuel, and Emmanuel's going to go get it. There's the confidence he's going to catch the football, too.
Yeah, that comes with experience, and those guys have been together for so long. That's what happens when you've got a quarterback that is a veteran guy and also a group of receivers, him being one of them, that there's a trust factor there, and that's huge in playing offensive football.
I think it's so cool, too, what took place during the course of the game with the play of a couple of guys that, you know, did not begin at their positions that they're currently in. As everyone knows, before the season started, Daniel Parker Jr. came into camp as a defensive end. Early on, he was moved to tight end. Performed really, really well coming in for Albert Okwuegbunam, who was injured in that game. And Sam Bailey continues to be a great story in my mind. Here's a Missouri kid from Lamar, Missouri, a couple of years ago, was the starting offensive center, and now he wears number 91 as a tight end and played a number of snaps on Saturday. And just, you know, again, anything it takes for your team.
Yeah, we talked about a little bit about Sam last week, but, you know, we could talk about him every night, and the things that he has done for a program are exactly the type of student athlete that you want. And, you know, it takes all types to make it work, but Kurowski keeps, you know, he keeps two different jerseys for him on the sideline because, you know, he could be in a role that we need him at tight end. If something happened injury-wise, he'd be the next guy in on the offensive line in a number of spots. And, you know, for him, the football IQ that takes on to understand the game plan at the number of spots that he has to, you know, he's so invested in our team and our program on giving us the best chance. I'm really proud of him.
Rumor has it he might have thrown a touchdown pass to Lamar, so get ready. There may be another opportunity for him.
We have a lot of things in this week, and so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
DeMario Crockett over the 100-yard plateau last weekend for the first time in what seems like quite a while. And you said afterwards that he ran with a purpose. Elaborate on that.
Well, I think he did, but also it started with the offensive line on taking the approach that we knew going into it we needed to run the football. We need to establish our presence on the line of scrimmage, and I thought they did. They took ownership with that, and then Damari ran tough. He ran solid. When things maybe weren't there, he came up with some extra yards, and sometimes it was a gain of four, but it was a tough four, and we'll take that every time.
That's Barry Odom. I'm Mike Kelly. We're off and running. Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we will visit with Walter Palmore and Therese Hall, a couple of Georgia natives, a couple of seniors that start on the Missouri defense. That comes your way at the bottom of the hour. The law firm of Lathrop Gage would like to recognize the Mizzou Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student-athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. The law firm of Lathrop Gage, proudly serving Missouri business since 1873. More with Barry Odom up next on Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Team jersey, check. Face paint, check. M-I-Z! Throat lozenge, check. Money for tickets? Ah, better check.
With Great Southern mobile banking, it's easy to check your balance, move some money, even pay someone back. Download the Great Southern app and be in your seat by game time.
C-O-U.
Great Southern Bank. We're fans too. Data rates may apply. See carrier for details. Member FDIC.
Check.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Women have game plans, but sometimes the unexpected happens. That's why Vitae Foundation uses effective research-based messaging to reach women and help them find healthy, safe options when faced with an unexpected pregnancy. A solid game plan, putting women in charge of their options. Research. Reach. Results. That's Vitae Foundation. Reaching pregnant women, resulting in life-affirming decisions where everyone wins. Learn more at adsforlife.org.
Enter the red zone with a team dedicated to advancing your ground game. From combines and tractors to a complete line of hay and forage tools, Case IH offers the equipment solutions you need to call the right play. Here's another great call. Score big with a free Case IH hat. Plus, register for a chance to win a gas grill. For more details and to enter, visit caseih.com/tigers.
Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Hey, let Shelter Insurance take you to the zoo this season. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. Register for a chance to win for two tickets to a Tiger home game during the 2018 season. Block Party is the official tailgate partner of Missouri Athletics. Show up, they do the rest. BlockPartyPresents.com and Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and also Shelter Insurance. Barry Odom is alongside. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk defense with a couple of Georgia natives, Walter Palmore and also Therese Hall. What did you think of the play of your defense last week in a 38-17 win in Gainesville?
You know, this speaking on that game, I thought it was also some direct carryover on how they played the week before. We're hitting our stride, and it all starts with our defensive line and our front seven. If we can do that every week and take control of that part of it, it's a line of scrimmage league, it's a line of scrimmage game, and this week is no different. We've got to shut that part of it out or limit it as much as possible. And the way that, you know, the two guys that are here tonight and Walt and Therese, they're two of our leaders. They've played their best football, and now we need a little bit more from them here the next, you know, four games, and I know we're going to get it. I thought defensively through the course of the game last week, We started out fast, did some really good things, and the in-game adjustments, more than anything, they responded to it and just kept playing. And when you can get your opponent behind the sticks because of tackle for loss, or you get a little bit of penetration and make the ball bounce where it's not supposed to, that makes everything a lot easier. And you know, the guys that we've got playing inside right now, they're getting that job done every snap.
We'll talk more about Vandy's offense, Kyle Shermer, Keyshawn Vaughn, and the rest of the group coming up in our final segment. Let's stick with defense during the remainder of this segment. You're playing a lot of guys up front. I mean, really, Brick's rotating a number of guys in. How many guys are you comfortable playing during any given game?
You know, right now inside we're rotating at least five. You know, not an even rotation, but there's five guys at plan, and on the outside we've got six to, depending on the sub package that we're in, we've got, you know, six to seven guys that are going to rotate in the way that they are at end or stand up or however we rotate them. So I think that will serve us well, especially late in the fourth quarter when we need it. But also those guys have earned the opportunity and earned the right to go play. And they also, competition makes everybody a little bit better.
You know, we saw, obviously, we've seen Terry Beckner Jr. And Walter Palmore take a lot of snaps throughout the course of the season. We've seen Jordan Elliott get a lot of snaps on that inside as well. Obviously, you know, a guy like Kobe Whitesides is a guy that we don't talk about a lot but seems to make plays. Markell Utsi made an appearance this past week. You got, with Rashad Brandon, six guys right there at the tackle position.
Yeah, it's important. And I think, you know, any opportunity that we get, you know, offense and defense line, we're going to oversign in the recruiting class. Because it's so important. If you're not in a position to be good up front, then you're not going to have any chance. And these guys are the key to our success on both sides of the line of scrimmage, and they know it. And you know, I embrace the opportunity to say that because they're, you know, without them and without the way that they're playing offense and defensive line, we wouldn't have any success.
I remember when Missouri first went into the SEC, one of the things people said, it's a line of scrimmage league. And on the defensive side, it's about big, rugged, physical guys that can run sideline to sideline.
It is. And, you know, I'm not knocking Walter's, you know, his physique or his build, but I wouldn't, if you could carve one out, you're going to be, it's just like that. And he's powerful, great hand placement, good get off, his ability to change directions, turn and run. He's the kind of the perfect prototypical guy that we're looking for inside.
Your corners are improving each and every game too, aren't they? And I'm talking primarily about DeMarcus Acy and Christian Holmes.
They are. They're playing a lot of snaps, and they're doing a good job maintaining, you know, proper leverage, also making sure that fundamentally they're on snap footwork, their hand placement, their first step, their eyes, all the things that we ask for out of that position, they're doing it, and they're doing it at a better level consistently, and we need them big time this week.
Is that experience? Is that the way they're practicing? Is it a combination?
I think a combination of all, and then also the pressure that we're getting from up front, that helps everybody. And, you know, those guys have improved. Probably the most improvement that we've made over the last 3 weeks would be at those spots.
That's Barry Odom. I'm Mike Kelly. More Tiger Talk after this from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, schmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
We're live at the Technology All-Star Game, where Marco just picked up another great win for its network security services. With so many online threats trying to penetrate this team's network, Marco's network security services played the perfect combination of offense and defense. This team stopped viruses in their tracks. That is some firewall. And all of that muscle is backed up by Marco's amazing service and support. See more Marco network security highlights at marconet.com.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
It subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven-layer dip.
Ribs. No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
This football season, Regions doesn't want anything to get between you and the game you love, especially not a lost or stolen card. Lockit lets you lock your card before you even report the problem. Plus, with Lockit, you can use your Regions mobile app to customize your card protection for a little extra game day peace of mind. because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at regions.com/lockit. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
Hi, this is Dan Eichen with Samco Business Products. Have you ever wished you could see your completed office furnishings project before you had to choose it? Samco introduces Visual Impressions, our new design service that allows you to see and apply the actual fabrics and finishes to the products you select and place them in your building. We can add wall and floor coverings, doors and windows to simulate your exact space. Go to checksamco.com and click on Visual Impressions to learn more. Then relax, because with Samco, work just got better.
Is your man cave starting to feel like a real cave?
Is all the cold air from outside coming in to ruin all your basketball games?
Is the warm air in the summer making you feel like you're in the Sahara Desert watching that baseball game?
Call Columbia Water and Light at 573-874-2489 and find out who they would recommend to install your new air conditioner and heat pump.
Then your man cave will feel like the perfect day every day.
Brought to you by Columbia Youth Teaching Efficiency.
Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. I'm Mike Kelly. Barry Odom is alongside. Coming up in the bottom of the hour, we'll have our players segment with Walter Palmore and also Therese Hall, as we'll visit with both of those Missouri seniors, a couple of defensive players, one from Columbus, Georgia, one from Lithonia, Georgia. Mizzou football proud to partner with the Missouri Credit Union in an effort to sack hunger in Missouri. For each Tiger sack during the 2018 season, the Missouri Credit Union will donate $300 to the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Central Bank is your hometown bank. It is the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at www.centralbank.net. Coach Barry Odom with us this segment. We'll talk players in the next segment. Each and every week, you meet with your team, and you do basically a message, right? Something that's not always related to football. What was your message today?
Well, the thing you always look at for me is this opportunity with these guys. It's so much bigger than just the game of football, than the X's and O's and the 3.5 hours that we have on Saturday to go perform. I think the thing that is important for all of us as a staff and as a organization is to take time to build real relationships, to make sure we give them a platform to be successful, to turn them out in the real world for the next 40 to 50 years of their life. So on Thursday morning, we have a Life Lesson Thursday. And this morning we talked about a number of things. One was the great job that marketing and our equipment operations have done with our uniforms this week to recognize and pay honor on Veterans Day with some of the things we're doing with our uniform, something bigger than ourselves on the way that we're approaching that. And also, there are a couple things on just the mindset on working and preparing. And you always, you want to put, everybody wants to put a number or an hour. How many hours are enough? How much preparation is enough? And it's that there's no end zone to that. You just work and you work and you work and you work and you prepare. And that ties into the process that we always talk about.
How do you teach kids to edit out the outside distractions? How do you get them to edit those outside distractions outside of their lives so they can focus each and every week on the academic side of it, but also then the football side of it? Really just making sure that they're locked in on what's the most important thing.
Well, it would be naive to think that they don't hear the noise, the negative or positive noise. And so we address that. And I think if you're close enough organizationally, you're close enough within your team and your staff and your players, then you can have real conversations with them. So, you're never as good as everybody's saying. You're never as bad. But also, the world that we live in now is an Instagram society of instant gratification. And that's not where, real teams and real foundations are built. So we'll continue to spend time talking about that. I think it's important that our guys understand, they're protected within our walls. We know what we need to do. We know how we need to prepare. We've got each other's back, and let's go get it done.
Back after this on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Tiger fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Missouri, including our new store in Columbia, or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
When it comes to banking, you have a choice to make. You can go big, or you can go local. Or you can go to Central Bank and get the best of both worlds. The technology, tools, and services you need, with the flexibility of a bank who can make important decisions locally. Take a new look at the world of possibilities with Central Bank. Strong roots, endless possibilities. Start at centralbank.net. Member FDIC.
Hey, Tiger fans! It's time to plan your tailgates, and we want to help make it easy and hassle-free. Block Party is back and offering full turnkey service with premium reserve space, top-quality tents, lounge furniture, and bellhop services to Tiger fans who want a better game day experience. All you need to do is show up, and we'll handle the rest. For more information and to book a hassle-free tailgate, please visit our website at blockpartypresents.com/Mizzou.
As your dealer for life, Kia of Columbia knows the people we have around here make the difference. Your Kia's lifetime warranty gives you peace of mind no matter where you go. Your transmission and engine are covered 100%. The people taking care of your Kia are just as important. Nationally ranked and trained ASC certified technicians led by the one, the only, Sean Reno.
Hey, that's me.
I'm Ty Clark with Kia of Columbia. Service starts with the sale, but continues for a lifetime. Kia of Columbia, your dealer for life.
The newest SEC football rivalry continues. Shelter Insurance is proud to present the 5th annual Battle Line Rivalry Game between your Mizzou Tigers and the Arkansas Razorbacks on Black Friday, November 23rd. This year, the Battle Line Rivalry Game will continue to rock the gridiron and heat up the border back at Faurot Field. And it's all presented by Shelter Insurance. Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every single day. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings on Columbia Southwest Side. I'm Mike Kelly. Time now for our players segment, and we welcome in a couple of defensive players, both from the state of Georgia. First, a senior defensive tackle from Columbus, Georgia. Please welcome Walter Palmore.
Oh, yeah. How's everybody doing?
And a senior linebacker from Lithonia, Georgia, Mr. Therese Hall. All right, so let's start with this. When you hear your name and then you hear senior behind it, Walter, how do you react to that when you hear that phrase senior?
It makes me feel good. Big accomplishment. Yeah, big accomplishment for me.
Yeah, big accomplishment, but does it make you seem like, man, this thing flew by in a hurry?
Oh, yeah. The college life, the college experience, it came by quick, man. The 4 years, it's just rolled on by.
How about for you, Therese?
It just made me, you know, feel old, man. You know, I'm growing up. I'm about to get step out into the real world, man. You know, it just made me, you know, like, I don't know, it made me feel older because, you look at the younger guys, man. I was just in that position, feel like, a couple months ago, and now I'm ahead of the crew now. So, you know, so you have to impact their lives in different ways and stuff like that. So you have to leave a positive impact on them and show them how everything is supposed to be.
I'm going to ask you just to take that microphone and put it a little bit closer to your mouth so folks can hear you a little bit. Ultimately, at the end of the day, what was it last week at Florida that allowed this football team to cross the finish line and pick up a big win on the road against a ranked team? Therese?
Okay. You know, like me and Coach Odom, like, you know, we met.
Last week sometime, Tuesday.
Yeah, we met sometime last week, and the deal was, man, we just need everybody to buy into what was going on. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's a little thing about belief, man. Like, I believe in a whole lot. I feel like if you believe in something, you accomplish anything you want. So, like, having the ability to leap off on faith, man, and that's all what we're doing now. Like, we believe we're the best team. Like, it's no game we shouldn't have won this year. So, all it's about a little faith we believe in them. you know, just thank God for the opportunity just to do it, too.
Part of what he's talking about, too, is as a senior, there's more of a responsibility incumbent upon you to become a leader, right? And particularly with that defensive line. So after you had a chance to sit down with Coach Odom and you guys met last Tuesday, what was the message that you brought back to those that you interact with each day?
Like Terrell said, belief was like the main focus going into like the rest of the season, not just last game. So we took that, we talked about it, and we went out and executed with it. So it was a big thing, the belief, and the winning too, and finishing. That's the main thing we all focused on.
Facts.
So after the setback against Kentucky and having that heartbreak the week before, how good did you feel at the end of the Florida game? Just how exhilarating was that experience?
It felt like how it's supposed to feel, you know?
Yeah.
Like I can't really explain how I felt. Like the whole season, we always felt that we was the best team. Yeah. Like even throughout every game throughout the season, Georgia, Florida, Kentucky, Alabama, every team we'd have played, we always felt like we were the best team. We always thought we was a top 10 team. Yeah. Like, you know, you probably don't believe it because a lot of times the social media deal, like, kind of mess it up. So you just get all these different, like, negative effects thrown at us. But, like, we know we the best team. We got the athletes for it. We got the coaching for it. We got everybody in our support system for us, man. It's just, like, the deal is that believing factor, man, like I said before. So, like, that, just winning that Florida game, it was just, like, that step over, like, taking that step. Now we know going to this Vanderbilt game, we believe we're going to go out there and do what we need to do.
So, Walt, can that serve that win of Florida? Does that serve as a springboard in terms of confidence for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I felt like we built confidence, like, throughout the season, too, though, like, from the losses. And, like, that's what helped us out, like, going into every other game that we played. And with Florida, yeah, it felt good to win, but like we knew that's something like that we had in us, like we could have been doing that, you know.
Sure. I want to talk with both of you. And Walter, by the way, making his first appearance on the show. Therese was here last year, and I think also the year before. Walt, for you.
Yes.
Why Mizzou? What was it during the recruiting process that resonated with you, that made you want to become a part of this program?
To start it off, it was like the relationship with the coaches. Like through the recruiting process, they stayed on top of me and stuff. They stayed in contact with me. So like that was a big thing with me, because other schools, they were like pick and choose when they wanted to talk to me and stuff like that, come visit me and stuff. And then when I took my visit, it's just the atmosphere here. I enjoyed it. Like I enjoyed my whole visit. I felt welcome. Yeah.
Therese, how about for you? Why Mizzou?
It's exactly what I wanted, you know. I mean, like, you know, like, what you call coach? It was a different coach, like, recruit me at the time. I ended up meeting Coach Odom. Like, and my head coach back home, Coach Nick Kashama, he was, like, telling me, you need somebody that's going to help push you. Like, that's the only thing, was going on when I was throughout high school. So, like, I met Coach Odom. He was hard-nosed. Like, everything you wanted in a coach, like, you don't want nobody who just, like, you know, like, who just flower you with different stuff. You know, you want somebody to push you and not giving you compliments on everything you, like, you supposed to do. So, you know what I mean? Like, that was a big deal. Then you get around the players and stuff like Kentrell, Charles, Rod, like, all these different guys, and they bring all these different aspects. And you like, snap, man, this is a real good deal right here. This is a good program. You got Coach Pinkle, you know what I mean? So, it's... I don't know. It was just everything I needed, like, you know, just to help me improve as a man.
That's the voice of linebacker Therese Hall. Also with us is Walter Palmore, Missouri's starting defensive tackle. Okay, for both of you, as we've said, you grew up in the state of Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A number of other SEC schools that are around your state. Mm-hmm. How much did you know about Missouri before they started recruiting you, Walter?
I knew much about Missouri because I went to a junior college, you know, and, like, I went to a school in Kansas. So while I was there, I actually attended a Missouri, I forgot which game it was, but I attended a game with some of my teammates from back in my junior college, so we knew something about Missouri a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. How about for you?
Man, I didn't even know Missouri, where Missouri
were.
Where,
that's, yeah, right, no, be honest.
Man, no, I didn't, man, honestly, I didn't even know where Missouri were, man. Like, once I had got the deal, they called me and, started recruiting me, and I was talking to my coach, Coach Nick, about it. I had to look on the map exactly where Missouri were. Like honestly, I'm like, snap. And then I realized it. Now I started searching. I'm like, man, they had all these guys, like, go to the NFL. He went here. He went there. Like, I'm like, I'm all surprised. And so I'm like, then they're in the SEC. So I'm like, man, that's a real good program. You know, And, like, a lot of time the media don't like to hype him up, man. I don't know if it's just because of where it's at or whatever, but, like... Like, me picking Missouri, like, it was a big deal. Like, because, like, you know, it was a different flavor. I think I was like, I'm going to help bring something different to the team, more of a Southern aspect to it, you know. I don't know. It was a different – I didn't know where Missouri was.
Well, the interesting thing, too, is from the time that you committed, right, from the time you committed, there weren't a lot of guys from that part of the United States, from the Southeast, that were part of – that made up this roster. Mm-hmm. Now you got more and more guys, not only from the state of Georgia, but from the state of Florida, from the state of Alabama, that have all kind of come this way. Why do you think it is?
I don't even know, man. It's I don't know. It's just take – I don't know. Maybe it's the coaching or just the players. A lot of times, yeah, it's us, you know, because when you go back home wearing your gear and everything, like, they're like, oh, this is Missouri. And next thing you know, you get people watching and something like that, and then you start saying, hey, this is a good school. Like, it's a nice area. Like, Columbia, like, one of the best spots to, like, to live in because – and you can't get in trouble. You get in trouble is because you trying to get in trouble. You know what I mean? It's the best spot to live in. I don't know. It's just, like, it's a nice spot. So, like, when you start going back home telling people that, like, especially people who are in, like, different situations, like, where it's a little bit tougher, they'll love to come out here. So, it's like, then you just got some good coaches, too. Like, it ain't.
Yeah. Hey, Walt, for you, right. You play alongside, among others, a guy named Terry Beckner Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Describe what that experience is like playing next to TBJ each and every day in practice and then also during the course of the games.
Playing next to TBJ, he a dog for one thing. He goes hard all the time. I'm enjoying it too, to start off your question. Like, you asked me how I feel about it. I'm enjoying it. He's teaching me, I'm teaching him. We're going off each other. We feed off each other a lot. So we're taking that and just building from it and enjoying it while we're here doing it together.
So you're a defensive tackle. Obviously, guys on the edge are the guys that have a tendency to get more sacks. But what if I told you that the guy with the most sacks on the Missouri defense is seated to my right
and
he plays linebacker?
We were just talking about that before we came in here. And we were like, what? Like, because Nate Anderson, you know, Nate Anderson, he was like, at the beginning of the season, he was like, Terrell, you got to be crazy to think that guy going to get, like, more sacks than I am. And look at him. He went in the sack.
You have bragging rights. Right now, Terrence Hall.
Yeah. It's funny because I was telling the D-line the whole summer in the spring, I was like, I'm going to lead the team in sacks. I guarantee you. And, like, I'm leading them up to this point, but, you know.
The D-line can always come back and take over.
Yeah, cause, like, Trey, he started having a couple good games, man. He, like, two sacks back-to-back last week. So
we're sneaking up on him on the D-line.
You've got four, and I think the next closest competitor's got 2.5. So don't get too comfortable with the lead.
Yeah, I know. Vanderbilt, two more. I
mean, yeah, and oh, by the way, you're going to probably ask for a few more blitzes, too?
Yeah, I got to. I got to stay ahead. You know what I mean?
Hey, do you have your degree yet, Walt?
Say what?
Do you have your degree yet?
General studies.
General studies. When will you graduate?
May of 2019.
May of 2019.
Yes, sir.
So for you, Therese, do you have your degree?
Yes, sports venue management.
And you got that last spring?
No, I didn't get it last spring. I get it this spring in May. Same time.
Right. So I like to talk to guys about just kind of like long range plans because it's redundant for those that are here, but the phrase that I always like to use, because it's very true, is that the good Lord gives you only a finite amount of time to play a game that you love, right?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
So when that game is taken away from you, Terrence Hall, what would you like to do in life?
Okay, it's like this with me, like
you like you've got the answer planned. Yeah, you're like, okay, here it is now.
Yeah, like, you know, I'm a big believer in, like, you know, like, if you have one plan, you have to, like, I don't believe in having all so many plans. So I feel like right now my plan is to make it to the next level. You know, even though I keep my grades up and stuff like that, it's just for I can have something to fall back on. But, like, my plan right now is just make it to the next level. But after all said and done, I want to open up a restaurant, you know. Like, I'm in sports venue management. It's hospitality. It's like a little, you know, so I want to open up a restaurant. I want to get into some type of, like, deal, like, selling cars and stuff like that, because I'm a big, like, I love cars, man. If you just, like, I'm a big lover of cars, like, especially, like, muscle cars, you know, fast cars and stuff like that. So it's gonna be something in between that range, man, like, or, like, open up a restaurant or, like, you know, getting, like, sales with cars.
If you open up a restaurant, just remember this. Service is really important. Walter, for you, what about you? After football, what would you like to do?
Well, being playing football, I'm being around the coaches and stuff. I'm starting to take like part in that. Like, I'm finding an interest in coaching. Yeah. So that's something I wouldn't mind doing. You know, going on coaching next level, helping kids out, build them up. You know, that's something I fall back on.
There's a lot of people that support you throughout the time growing up, going through high school,
yes,
into junior college, that help you make it to a position like this, playing Division I football, mm-hmm, at a Power 5 conference in the Southeastern Conference like Mizzou. Who are some of those people in your life, those influences that helped get you, Terez, to where you are today?
Just here at the University of Missouri.
In life, who helped you get to this position?
It started day one, it's God first. But, from my mom, she taking me to the little practice and stuff at recreation. I had Coach Terry when I played running back. You probably know I played running back. Coach Terry, he grinded into me. Then I ended up meeting Coach Marion. I was a basketball player at the time. But, like, one of the biggest influences on me was, like, Coach Hammer, man. He was my linebacker coach in high school. He played 10 years in the NFL. His name Robert McCune. And, like, the motivation behind, like, him, like, telling me, like, if you want to be this, you got to do that. You know what I mean? And, like, he, like, basically gave me the whole script, like, mm-hmm, you know, and, like, you know how Coach Owens, somebody writes your own script, but he basically gave it to me. He said, if you do this right here, you'll be this. You know, you do this, you'd be that. And, like, I helped carry that on in college, man. Then I get to meet different people. Like, I met Coach Odom, you know, he grind you to death. You meet all these different people, like I said, Rod, Walt, all the different things. They bring all these different things to your life. You meet Beisel, talking about, sure, consistency, like, and, like, it basically tell you who the player you're going to be. So, I don't know, man. It can go from here, but I can go for, say, Coach Hicks, Coach Odom, both Odoms, Coach Cross, Coach Hargraves, Coach Walters, the scrim coaches, like,
sure,
Reds, you know what I mean? Just teaching you how to endure pain and stuff like that, and just playing through stuff. So, like, you know, it ain't just like one person that influenced me, man. It's just a whole, like, they helped build me the man I am today.
Takes a village. How about for you, Walt? Is there somebody in particular that stands out, that's helped get you to where you are today?
No one in particular, but, like, all the coaches along the way, my family, people around me, friends and stuff, people out in the community helped me. They just motivate me. Like, they're just my motivators. Helped me out through everything. Gave me good advice. Told me good words. You know, just strive to do my best.
When you're not playing football or in class and you've got a day just to yourself, mm-hmm, nothing on the schedule, mm-hmm, Walter Palmore, how are you going to spend that day?
A free day. I'm going to get my film in a little bit, and then I'm going to go back home and give me some rest.
Get a little sleep.
Yeah.
Terez Hall, how about for you?
Me, like he said, get a little film, man. I'm going to play Call of Duty. I got to play Call of Duty. If I don't play Call of Duty, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, my spare time, like, you know, like, you somebody try to go out or something like that. Nah, not me. I get on Call of Duty, man, and, like, if anybody want my gamer tag, it's T-Hall Stay Ready, by the way. But, I get on Call of Duty, man. Me, Journey, Tristan Castillo, B. Lee. We all the team just get on Call of Duty and we just play it.
Who wins?
Wins, you know. I'm the best. You know, I'm the best, man. You know, my KD like is some serious, man. You know. I'm the best Call of Duty player on the team.
I'm not a gamer, so I don't know. I told you I get my rest.
So you guys both, anybody that's in this position, that's a motivated individual that plays Division I sports, right? You're motivated. You've got goals in life. How do you, as players, edit out those external forces or the people that may be in your lives that may be preventing you from reaching a goal? How do you edit those folks out or those influences out to be able to keep a crystal clear mindset on this is what I'm going to accomplish? How do you do that?
One of my biggest deals, like, you know, I don't know, you got to find something that, like, you got to find something, you got to stick to it. Like, I'm a big believer in faith, like God, Jesus Christ. So, like, if you, like, I believe if you do something, you got to look like what you do. So, like, me, like, you got to pick the same people that, like, what you trying to do in your life. So, you pick your three main people, like how Coach Odom say, like, your whole circle or something like that. And then they got to be the same people that, like, help you stay focused on your goal, like, being your accountability partner, you know. So, like, that's basically how I live my life, you know. Like, I can't be trying to have faith in Jesus Christ if I'm going out doing all like doing the crazy stuff and stuff like that. So you just gotta have people that help you stay accountable. So like you gotta put different people around you. Like Therese, you can't do that. You know, why are you doing this, Therese? Like, it gotta be different people that like, you know, just like tell you, like help you on your path.
Tress, Walter, how about for you? I mean, do you get people in your life to keep you accountable?
Like they block me out. Like
people that you focus on that help you when you're down, people that help you reach your goal.
How do you
keep people, those that, like, are, that are the negative forces out of your life?
I stay dialed in. Like, I feel like if someone's trying to hold me back from, like, my goal or, like, where I'm trying to get to, then it's no reason for them to be around me, you know. Like, I just stay dialed in.
Sure. All right, one final thought. Walter Palmore, tell me something about Therese Hall that these people don't know.
Therese likes to dance, but like he doesn't have any rhythm. Like I catch him dancing all the time. I see him throwing his hands up and stuff, and I just cheer him on. But like he has no rhythm at all, and he likes to talk a lot. Like whenever I go home, like just from the day, I just hear Therese in my head, still just talking and talking and talking and talking.
Oh, man. So he just said that you're like a woodpecker on the side of his head. That's what he just basically said.
And you know that, Therese. Like, you know that.
You funny, man.
Okay, here's the beautiful thing about this. You get to go last. So, Therese Hall, tell us something about Walter Palmore that maybe he doesn't want us to know.
See, I don't even got no dirt on him, man. You know what I mean? Like, only thing I know he loves trucks like that. You know, and trucks a lot. You know, and he got this V8 truck he loves spinning the wheels on, man. So, you know what I mean? Like, you gonna say you talk about? I can't dance.
You can dance is what you just said?
Yes, man. Okay. I'm like Odell or something. Like.
Guys, thanks for the visit tonight. Have a great game this weekend against Vanderbilt. Finish this thing out the right way. Therese Hall, Walter Palmore. Tiger Talk continues after this on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, shmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVW are based on Ford segmentation.
Excited for Tigers football game day? Well, Papa John's just made it even better. Every day, Tigers football takes the field, get 50% off your regular menu price order from papajohns.com with promo code MIZZOU50. That's right, spend every football game day with 50% off your entire online order when you enter promo code MIZZOU50 at papajohns.com. Don't spend another game day without Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's, proud partner of your Missouri Tigers.
The Club at Old Hawthorne, a golf course of incomparable quality and uncompromised standards. It's everything you look for in a golf course and country club, which is why it's also the home to your Mizzou men's and women's golf teams. Make Old Hawthorne your home course. New sports and golf members pay only social dues rates until April 2019. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit oldhawthorne.com or call 573-442-5280.
It's internet and TV like never before. Introducing Extreme. With Extreme, you can stream live TV to mobile devices in your home and use TiVo to take your recorded shows on the go. Plus, use apps like YouTube and Netflix on your TV. Yep, your favorite apps are now available on your big screen. And with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, this system is built for multi-streaming. Experience Extreme. New from MediaCom. Call 844-EXTREME3.
Missouri's families deserve safe roads and bridges. The skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors are working together to build the infrastructure you need to safely get to work, get the kids to school, and run your errands. Safe roads and bridges drive Missouri. Rely on the skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors to build your next mile of road. Paid for by MoLessett.org.
Whoa, we're going to Andy's.
Hi,
folks, this is Andy from Andy's Frozen Custard. After 30 years in business, we have found the ultimate combination of three ingredients. It's our super secret ooey gooey mix. Chunks of Heath Bar, fresh roasted almonds, and warm caramel, all blended together with Andy's Made Fresh Hourly Vanilla Frozen Custard for the ultimate ooey gooey concrete. It's so good, it's hard to get the spoon from your cup to your mouth and back to your cup fast enough. Available only at your nearby Andy's Frozen Custard. You're gonna love it.
Visit eatandys.com for the Andy's nearest you.
Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings on Columbia Southwest Side, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Hey, partner with the Tigers and the Food Bank, the official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn more about the Score Against Hunger campaign presented by MPIC. So both players, Coach, made reference to the fact that they had a chance to sit down with you last Tuesday. You guys had dinner. You talked about some things. First of all, how did they respond to your message this past week against Florida?
Well, they ate a lot, which you're supposed to. That was good. But they also, you know, I admire the way that they've approached every week, and the way, not even that, going back to the off season, you know, you're around guys that become seniors, and you've been around them a long time, and it becomes more of, you know, it's a lot deeper than your traditional coach player relationship. There's an invested interest in wanting them to have great success, and you respect the way that they see it through their scope, their eyes. And you know, I listened, they listened. We communicated on what we needed to do, what we thought we could do, and then, you know, we wanted them to go apply it, and they did, and they have. And this week matches up to the things that they were very direct about wanting to do, and I'm proud of the approach that they've taken.
Walter Palmore is playing the best football of his career. Why?
It's not even close. I mean, he has become, from, you know, last year was a guy that was, you know, played in the rotation. Now he's a starter, and he plays really, really well at a high level. That's put himself in position because of the way that he practices. He practices so well. He's in the film. He understands the game plan, but also, you know, the way that he takes one snap at a time and gives everything that he's got. You see it on Tuesday, you see it on Wednesday, you see it on Thursday, and that's the way he's playing on Saturday.
By the way, for those of you inside, snow has covered most of the cars on the outside, so we have our first snowfall in mid-Missouri. Here we are in early November. What about Terez Hall?
Terez is the same way. You look at the things, the approach that he takes on doing all the work that a linebacker needs to do, the film study, the preparation. He's taken that to another level, and then he's able to apply it in real-life games. You know, I'm proud of the things that he's done. And, you know, there's a couple weeks ago he sent me a text. It was late one night, and he said, "Coach, I want you to hold me accountable." And I sent back, I think, "Are you really want that?" And he sent back, "Yes." And so then, you know, it was on from there. And not that I wasn't up to that point, but he wants to grow. He's always looking for more. I'm so proud of those two guys, and I know they're going to play their best on Saturday.
You've got a relationship with each and every one of your players, but is there, as a former linebacker, is there a special spot in your heart for linebackers?
Absolutely, and I know I'm not supposed to say that out loud, but I watch every drill that they do every day. Their first snap of inside run, I look at it, and that's where my eyes always go. And really, as the head coach, you know, I miss that. I miss coaching that spot. And, you know, with the way that Brandon Lee, Terez Hall, and Kel Garrett are playing, I'm proud of them. But I want them to bring more. And I think that's probably always going to be the way that I look at that position.
Our final segment of Tiger Talk is up next on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
It is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Missouri fans, you can sleep easy tonight.
Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Tigers and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Tigers and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code Tigers.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Final segment of the show from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Barry Odom is alongside. I'm Mike Kelly. Tigers in action coming up this Saturday morning against Vanderbilt. If you'd like to get tickets for the game, go to mutigers.com or 1-800-CAT-PAWS. Better yet, show up on Saturday morning. You can buy them at the gate as the Tigers look to become bowl eligible for the second consecutive season. Let's talk about this Vanderbilt team. They come in 4-5, but from an offensive standpoint, a very capable team, led by a veteran quarterback by the name of Kyle Shermer, that it seems like he's been there for quite a while, Coach.
He's played a lot of snaps, tremendous amount of respect I have for him, the way he plays. He delivers the ball, puts them in a really good situation. The last time out, they scored 45 points. Probably could have scored a lot more than that. They're playing their best football, and he is one of the main reasons. They're able to run the ball. Keyshawn Vaughn is one of the best backs in our league. He leads our league in yards per carry. And then Shermer's playing so well. They look at their tight end all the time, you know, the main target. And then they've got some outside speed that complements that. So a very, very good offensive football team. And then defensively, the things that they've done over the last couple of weeks, you know, they got beat by Kentucky 14-7. And then they really held Arkansas to minimal yards and minimal points. We'll get their best shot, there's no doubt.
I'm going to come back to their defense in just a moment. You mentioned the tight end. Jared Pinkney is his name. He's second on the team in receiving. They've got three receivers that, you know, catch primarily most of the footballs. Keyshawn Vaughn, though, let's go back to him. Here's a kid that's a Nashville native that started his career at the University of Illinois. He transfers to Vanderbilt and is really a dynamic, powerful back, isn't he?
He is. He's got breakaway speed and tremendous vision, like most of the really good ones do. You know, they run a zone scheme, and if you over pursue it, he puts his foot in the ground and cuts back door. And then once he gets to the second level, he's got the speed to take it to the house. So we've got to do a great job on winning on the line of scrimmage. And then if he gets past to the second level, we got to make sure that leverage and our principles with playing 11 guys playing good assignment-sound football, that every snap we're dialed into that.
Yeah, and defensively, the team that likes to play a 3-4, a 30 front, they've got four really good linebackers, but in particular, Jordan Griffin's playing at a level higher than anyone else.
He has, and every year you look at Vandy and the way they play defensively, probably because of Derek Mason and the way that he structures the things. They've always got a linebacker that is really good and has great stats and plays really well and smart. And, you know, I respect the job that Derek is doing. They've got things right now defensively, the pressure, the way that they bring them, the third down package, very, very creative, and we'll have to be on point every snap.
What would it mean to this program to become bowl eligible for the second consecutive season?
Well, I think that's the expectation, you know, that you're always in postseason play. To get it this week would be huge for us. And, you know, I know our guys are excited about the opportunity to go play. They're excited about having a chance to be back in the arena of competitive football, and I think we're going to play our best game.
Need your crowd, too, don't you?
Absolutely. I don't know why we wouldn't. So Saturday morning, 11 o'clock, the Tigers are at home, have a chance to get bowl eligible. We've got a team that is right on the brink of doing something really special, and I know this group's going to go do it.
Thanks for your time tonight. Our thanks to Walter Palmer, also to Therese Hall. Also, our thanks to you. Thanks for listening to Tiger Talk right here on the Tiger Network, the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
From Buffalo Wild Wings, Tiger Talk has been presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. Also brought to you in part by Bud Light, proud friend of the Mizzou Tigers, famous among friends. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.